Okay, we're beginning here 19 lines down on Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara is bringing some drashot agadot that reference David HaMelech because we're on the topic of Amoni v'lo Amonit, Moavi v'lo Moavit. And obviously those drashot are relevant to David HaMelech as we've been mentioning in the previous Gemara. Darash Rava, my dichtiv, what is meant in the Pasuk in Tehillim that says Pitachta the Meuserai, that you have opened or released my bonds. Amar David lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Shnei Moserot Shayu Alai, Pitachtem, the two bonds, reins, or locks that were on me, you released. Rut HaMoaviah, V'Na'ama HaAmonit. Rut HaMoaviah, who obviously is a matriarch in the Davidic dynasty, as well as Na'ama HaAmonit, who was the wife of Shlomo HaMelech, and through which Rechavim is born, and the Davidic line continues. Dorash Rava, Ma'idich Tiv, what is meant in the Pasuk in Tehillim? Rabot, Asita, Ata, Hashem Elokai, Nifle'otecha, Umachshivotecha, Eleinu. Says that, Hashem, you have done much for us, your wonders and your thoughts for us, in the plural. Elailo Namar, it doesn't say David is saying this about himself, Ela Eleinu, about us. So who is David speaking about in the plural? L'meid shaya Rechavam yoshev b'cheiko shel David. Rechavam, the grandson of David, is sitting in his lap. Amar lo, alai v'alecha ne'emru, shtei mikraot alalu. On me and you, these two psukim are said. Pitachta the Moserai, as well as Rabot Asita, Ata Hashem Elokai nifloteha machshavoteha eleinu. So both of those are talking about us, because one of us came from Rut HaMoaviah, and you who came from Na'ama HaAmonit, both of us are Mutarim Lavo Bekal, and there is no problem with our Yichus, because Hashem already had forethought this issue, and since they are Mutarot, therefore we are fine. Darash Rava, so now the Drasha by Rava, similar in vein, which is, Ma'idich Tev, what is meant in the Pasuk in Tehillim? Az Amarti Hinei Vati, B'Migilat Sefer Ketuv Alai. So Amar David, Ani amarti ata bati. I said that now I came here, meaning that I began my reign, or that the fact that I am the king is something of the moment. Velo yadati, and I didn't know shemigilat sefer katuv alai, that I was already mentioned much earlier on in the Torah. Hotam k'tiv, it says in the pasuk in Breishit with regards to the Bnot Lot. The Bnot Lot, who are the mothers, the matriarchs of Ammon and Moab. About them it says in the Pasuk there, Ukmo Ashachar Allah, Vayitzu Amalachim Belot Lemor, Kum Kachet Ishtecha, Vetshtei Benotecha, Hanimtzaot, Petisafe Bavonair, take your wife and your two daughters are with you, and let's get out of here before you get caught up in the sin of the city. So now, Hotam Ktiv, it says over there, Hanimtzaot, and Hachaktiv, and over here it says Matzati David Avdi B'Shemen Kodshi Mishachtiv. I found my servant David, and I anointed him with oil. So David had assumed that his anointing, or the fact that he became king, was something of the moment, and wasn't already predicted or hinted at in the Torah. And then he realized that the pasuk says Anim Tzaot by the Bnot Lot, that they, as the matriarchs of the family of Ammon and Moab, that Hashem already had seen Anim Tzaot, that there will be a Mitziah. There will be something found in the future from these women. And who is that Mitziah that was found in the future that became something great? That was David HaMelech. And therefore, the Anim Tzaot refers not to Anim Tzaot, the women themselves that are found there, the daughters of Lot that are found there, but Anim Tzaot, a Mitziah that will come out of them. And that references to David HaMelech. Now, as Tosfos points out, even though David wrote these words in Tehillim, nevertheless, he said it Beruach HaKodesh Amro, so either he knew about it and he wrote it Beruach HaKodesh, or after he wrote them, he realized what the meaning was because they came to him through the Ruach HaKodesh, but he didn't really have the true understanding of the meaning until later on when he put the pieces together. Amar Ula, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So now we have a statement by Rabbi Yochanan with regards to a ger amoni, which is bat ger amoni k'sheira d'kihuna, a daughter of a amoni that converts, the male who is asur, but his daughter is k'sheira d'kihuna, can marry the kohen. So amalei Rava bar Ula l'Ula, Rava the son of Ula says to Ula, Kiman, Who are you saying this? In which Tana's position are you saying this? Ikar Rabbi Yehuda, if you're saying this in the position of Rabbi Yehuda, Hamar, Bad Ger Zachar, Kibat Halal Zachar, he says that the daughter of any convert is equivalent of a daughter of a Kohen Halal, and therefore they are Psulim, they're Kehuna. Meaning that Rabbi Yehuda believes that as long as the father is a Ger, then the daughter born to that father is considered to be problematic, the Kehuna. Just like a Bat Halal Zachar, if you have a Kohen Halal that marries an Israelite, the child born of that wedlock is a Halal and Pasul de Kuhuna, or a daughter born of that wedlock is Psula de Kuhuna. So too, a Bat Ger Zachar, a daughter of a Ger Zachar, is also Pasul de Kuhuna. That's talking about regular Gerim. Here we're talking about Moni, Al-Chad Kam Vekama. Vika Rabbi Yossi, if it's like Rabbi Yossi, Pshita, then of course she is Muteret, Hamar, Av Ger Shenasa Giyoret, Bitok Shera de Kuhuna. He says even when both parties, both the mother and the father are converts, the daughter that's born from their union is Kshera de Kuhuna. So certainly over here, by an Ammoni, then his daughter should be Kshera de Kuhuna. V'chitayma, and what are you going to say? Wait, it's a little different here. V'hanach deruim lavo b'kaal. The Riosi's statement is only made with Geirim who are allowed to join Kalal Yisrael. And therefore the daughter born of that union between a Ger and a Gioret is considered Kshira de Kuhuna of a high, but here by an Ammoni and an Ammonit. Dein Ra'ui the Vok V'Hal, the father is not Ra'ui the Vok V'Hal, even though the mother is. Lo, maybe over there the daughter would not be Kshira de Kuhuna. Minale, where would you ever have such a Havamina to suggest something along those lines? Diolif mi Kohen Gadol be'Amana. What, you want to learn it out from the union of a Kohen Gadol and Amana? The daughter born of that wedlock is a Chlala and Psula de Kuhuna. The problem over there is that the union of the Kohen Gadol and the Almanah is a problematic marriage. And because of that problem, that's why the daughter is a Chlala. Gemara says, Chalal Yochiach. We'll use Chalal to prove you wrong. Because by a Chalal, this is a Kohen Chalal that marries a regular Israelite, which is totally mutar. There is no Isur associated with that. So then, over there, the daughter that is produced is considered to be a Chalala. So you see that it's not the Aveira that's causing it. It says, Mala Chalal, Sheken Yitzira Toba Aveira. But wait, about a Chalal is created through an Aveira. The reason that he's a Kohen Chalal is because his father, the Kohen, did something wrong, married the wrong woman, and produced him who's a Kohen Chalal. So Kohen Gadol Yochiach. So Kohen Gadol will disprove that. You have two instances here where the daughter is Psula de Kuhuna. If I take the two instances, V'chazar Adin, Lo reizek reizek, neither of them is like each other. Lo reizek reizek, tzadashavishaben. The common denominator between these two items is shenu berovakal. They don't apply to the rovakal, as Rashi explains over here. Einan kishar rov Yisrael, sheyesh bikulan tzad pagum. They're not like the rest of Klal Yisrael because there is a shemitz of problem here for the Kohen because he had bia b'avira, for the Kohen Chalal because he was created through avira. And for the Ammoni, because he's Asur Lavo Bekaal, Ubito Psula. And therefore, the Bito, the daughter born of this wedlock, or this union, will be Psula de Kuhuna. Afkan, Sheinu Baro Bekaal. So too over here, by the Ammoni and Ammonit, since the Ammoni, or the Moavi and Moavit, since they're not allowed to join the Kahal, therefore, Ubito Psula. Their daughter will be Psula de Kuhuna. Mar says, is that really right? Because, Malatada Shavesh Shebehen, by the Kohen Gadol and Almana, and the Chalal and Israelit, Shekin Yesh Behen Tzad Aveira. They do have a common denominator that's not found in the case of Moavit to Moavit, or an Ammoni to an Ammonit, which is that there is a Tzad Aveira. There is some sort of sin in the problem. For the Chalal, he was born out of sin. For the Kohen Gadol Amana, his Biah is a sin. And therefore, sin is a prominent factor here in the common denominator between them, which is not apparent or available by the Moavit to the Moavit, or the Ammonit to the Ammonit, both of which are perfectly fine marriages, and there is no sin over there. Dilma, then he says that maybe Ammoni shenasa bat Yisrael kamart. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan's statement was made about an Ammoni that married a Yisraelite. So that is an illicit or illegal marriage, because he's an Ammoni, he's not allowed to join Kal Hashem. Nevertheless, he marries a Yisraelite. And then what Rabbi Yochanan is saying is the daughter born of that wedlock is considered to be Kshera de Kuhuna. Avagav de Biato Be'Aveiro, despite the fact that this is a problematic union, Bitok Kshera. So I'm going to lay in. So Ula says back to him, that's right. That's exactly what Rabbi Yochanan was saying. Tichiyata Ravin am Rabbi Yochanan, because Ravin came and brought the member of Rabbi Yochanan. We have Bat Ger Amuni, Ubat Mitzri Shini, a daughter of a Ger Amuni, and a daughter of a Mitzri Shini, which would make her into a Mitzri Shlishit. Both of those are Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ksheira. They are Ksheira the Vodakal. Eshlakash Amar Psula, that they are problematic the Vodakal. Now this is a case where an Amuni married an Israelite, and that's a problematic marriage. Nevertheless, the bat, the daughter born, is Ksheira. Or a Mitzri Sheni, who married an Israelite, again, where the marriage is problematic because he was a Mitzri Sheni. Nevertheless, the daughter born, who's a Mitzri Shlishit, is Ksheira the Kehuna. So Rabbi Yochanan here says Ksheira. So we see that Rabbi Yochanan does have such an opinion. Reish Lakish Amar Psula. And Reish Lakish says it's problematic. And now the Gemara explained their two opinions. Reish Lakish Amar Psula, Diyolif Lami Kohen Gadol Mi'almana. So Reish Lakish says it's Psula because I learned from Kohen Gadol Mi'almana. Just like by Kohen Gadol Mi'almana, where there is a problematic union, there's an Aveira in their union, the daughter born is Psula de Kuna. So to over here, where you have either an Amoni with the Israelite, or a Mitzri Sheni with the Israelite, both of which, those are Biot Ba'aveira, they should also produce a daughter that is Psula de Kuna. We could learn that directly out of Almana the Kohen Gadol. On the other hand, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ksheira, the Tani, Rabbi Zakkai Kameid Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says Ksheira because we have an instance in which Rabbi Zakkai brought a Braita in front of Rabbi Yochanan, and he darshan this way, Ki im bitula mi'amav ikach hisha. With a reference to the Kohen Gadol, he says he only may take a bitula mi'amav ikach hisha. Lavi giyoret mikana. That comes to include that he may marry a giyoret mikana. The word kana over here, it's not clear what it means. It could mean from the word kan, which means a base. Or mikana means mibuseset. It means something that is well-founded. And so Rashi seems to say that that's mikana, means well-founded, meaning that she is born from two converts, a ger and a giyoret, who are allowed to marry each other. Since she comes from a solid base, both parents being gerim and mutarim with each other, therefore she's muteret lekihuna. Others suggest that it means mikan, that the base is strong, meaning that her mother was a giyoret, and because her mother was a giyoret, that's why over here you have a solid girl who is allowed to be married to the Kohen Gadol. Implicit in that is, had it been an Israelite, had the marriage been with a woman who was an Israelite, where it would be a problematic marriage, or, again, it wasn't Mibuseset because her mother was not a giyoret and muteret, that it would be Asura de Kohen Gadol. So va'amrlei, so Rabbi Yochanan says to Rabbi Zakkai when he brought this brighter down, that anishone amav me'amav. Because it says there in the pasuk, ki im bitula me'amav yikachisha. So amav could have been sufficient to write amav in the pasuk. Me'amav means from amongst. Me'amav, from amongst the nation. And based on that, he says, la'vi bitula ba bibet amimim. That includes a bitula who comes from two nations. We'll explain what that means, the two nations that he's speaking about. But she is the product of two nations, still she's allowed to marry the Kohen Gadol. Va'at amart, and you say giyoret mikana, betulo, and you say only a giyoret, where it's a ger and a giyoret, who both converted, and then conceived a child, and gave birth to a child, that's muteret the Kohen Gadol. I think even mishne amimim, because I darshan amav me'amav. So now the Gemara says, my shnei amimim. What does it mean, two nations? Ilei ma'amuni shanasa amunit. If that's, you're saying is an Amoni who married an Amonit, or a Moavi that married a Moavit, umay mishnei amimim, what does it mean that there are two nations over here? Because the Zecharim are Asurim, because the Zecharim, the Amoni or the Moavi are Asurim, and the Nekevot, the Amonit or Moavit, are Mutarot, so then, Hainu Giorit Mikana, that's the same thing as the Tanakh Amma, which is a Giorit Mikana, she's coming from a solid foundation, she has a Ger and a Giorit. Ella b'amuni shenasa bat Yisrael. Must be a case where it's an amuni who marries a bat Yisrael. That's why they're called shnei amamim. And therefore, we see from Rabbi Yochanan that he darshans that an amuni with a bat Yisrael generates a daughter who is ksheira de kuna, despite the fact that their union is a union of avera. V'kedamrei amalei anishone. Others say that Rabbi Yochanan's drosha on the pasuk was this: amav me'amav. Tavi b'tula ba mishnei amamim u'mi'am sheyesh bo shnei amamim. That this includes a betula that is a product of two nations, similar to what we said above, that's a ger amuni that married the Israelite. But in addition to that, Rabbi Yochanan also adds in here, that's me'am sheyesh bo shnei amamim. The Ger himself is from a nation that has two different dinim with regards to their converts. And that is an Ammoni or a Moavi, where the Zecharim are Asurim, and the women are Mutarot. So here you have it explicitly that Rabbi Yochanan is saying that the Ger is a Ger Ammoni, and he is marrying a Yisraelite.
Ve'at amart Gioret Mikana, and Tulo, and you say that only a Gioret, which comes from a singularity of nations well-based, like an Ammoni and Ammonit, or Moavi and Moavit, that is Kasher no more. But I think that it can be even from Shnei Amamim, from two Amamim, two nations. And which nation is that? That's an Am Sheish Bo Shnei Amamim, from a nation that has two parts to it, which is Ammoni and not Ammonit, Moavi and Moavit, meaning that within the single nation, they have two dinim, the din of the males, which are Surim, and the din of females that are Mutarot, and a union between the male, who is like this Shnei Amamim, who gets together with Bat Yisrael, will produce a daughter that is Ksheira de Kruna. So Mer says, L'hach Lishna, according to this second Lashon, Bat Mitzri Sheni, de Ksheira de Kruna, Menole. How do we know from that second Lashon that a Bat Mitzri Sheni, which was one of the examples brought by Rabbi Yochanan, is Ksheira de Kruna? Because over here he makes the drasha specifically about Moav or Amon, because he says it's someone who comes Mishnei Amamim, a nation that has embedded in it two dinim. That's only true by Ammoni and Moavit versus the women in that case, but Mitzri and Mitzrit have the exact same din. So what are you going to say? We'll learn it out from the case that he says is Mutar, which is Ammoni married a Bat Yisrael. Mal Ammoni shenasa Bat Yisrael shekein nekevot mutarot. Maybe over there there's a kula because the nekevot of an Ammoni or a Moavi are mutarot. And that's why we say that the daughter is Ksher the Kuna. Mitzri sheni shenasa mitzri shnia yochiach. Now we can prove that wrong because in a case where a mitzri sheni marries a mitzri shnia, which is totally mutar, the daughter born of that is a mitzri shlishit, and she's muteret lavod bakau, and she's also good lekeuna. So you see that there is no chumra by mitzri. So mala mitzri sheni shenasa mitzri shnia shekein ein biato be'aveira. So maybe over there there's no aveira, and that's why the mitzri shlishit is kshira lekeuna. Ammoni shenasa bat Yisrael yochiach. Then the case that Rabbi Yochanan brings of an Ammoni that marries a bat Yisrael will prove that even when there is a bia of aveira, we still generate a daughter that's kshira the kuna v'chazar adin. And between the two of those, we will come up with a common denominator, etc. shaveh, which says that when you have an Ammoni with a Israelite, a mitzri sheni with a mitzrit shnia, or you have a mitzri sheni that marries an Israelite, in all those cases, the daughter is born will be kshera lekuhuna yedola. Amar Rav Yosef, Hainu deshmana le Rav Yehuda da'amar. This is what I heard. Rav Yosef says, I remember hearing from Rav Yehuda da'amar amav me'amav, that he had this drasha of amav and me'amav, le'udanamai ka'amar. And I had no idea what the relevance of that drasha was. But now I understand that based on this explanation in Rav Yochanan, now I understand what that drasha was about. Now, ki'ata Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda, when Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda came, amar hochi tana kameh. This is what Rabbi Zakkai brought. The braita that he brought in front of him, I'll tell you what that braita was. Isha Ammonit, Kshera, Bina Me'amuni, Pasul. A woman Ammonit is Kshera Levodo Ka'al. That's Ammoni Velo Ammonit. Bina Me'amuni, if she marries an Ammoni, Ammoni and Ammonit, and then they have a son, that son is an Ammoni, and he's Pasul, Levodo Ka'al. Ubita Me'amuni, Kshera. On the other hand, if she has a daughter from that union between her and an Ammoni, that daughter is Kshera. When is that true? That's true when it's a convert. The Ammoni is a convert and the Ammonit is a convert. They have a union. Then all of this is true. But if she has a daughter from an Ammoni, then she is problematic. So now, so Rabbi Yochanan says to Rabbi Zakkai after he brought this braita, poktani the bara, throw this braita out of the Beit Midrash because it's not a proper braita. There's a problem in the authenticity of this braita, because Maida Amart, but that you said Isha Ammonit Kshera, the fact that you said that a woman Ammonit is Kshera, that's right. Ammoni velo Ammonit, that's the din. Binam Ammoni Pasul, her daughter born to an Ammoni is Pasul, meaning that if you have a Ger Ammoni and a Gioret Ammonit, and they have a child that's a son that is born, he's Pasul because he's an Ammoni. Daha Ammonihu. So that's very straightforward. Ubita me'amuni k'shera. Now, the fact that their daughter is considered to be k'shera, lamai. Ilem alavo bikau, if it is to join the k'au, hashta imak k'shera. Here, her mother already is muteret lavo bikau, because it's ammonit, Even if she's a Gioret, she's allowed to join the Kahal. She can't marry a Kohen because she's a Gioret. But nevertheless, her mother is Ksherai. He, mi bai? Then this daughter, you have to tell me that she's Ksherah? Of course she's Ksherah. Ella, what does it mean, Ksherah? It means Ksherah le'kihuna. That this daughter born to an Amoni and Amonit, the daughter born now is Ksherah le'kihuna. So now you say, you qualify that statement in the Brayta and say, Bameh dvarim amurim v'amoni v'amonit shenit garu. That's only true when an Amoni and Amonit who converted have a union, then the daughter born there is Ksherah le'kihuna. Ava bita mi amuni psula. But a daughter born to an amuni is psula. My bita mi amuni. What is the case of a daughter born to an amuni? Ilem amunish nasa amunit. If he's talking about a amuni convert that married an amunit convert, then hainu gioret mikana. Then that's the case of a perfectly good gioret. That's ksherah de kuna. That's the same as the case that you brought before. Ella, what is that case must be? A case of amunish nasa bat Yisrael. Must be a case where an Amoni married a Bat Yisrael, which is a problematic union, because the Amoni is not allowed to vote B'Kal Hashem. And then the Braita says that you just brought, says that she's Psula. Psula means here Psula de Kihuna. And that's just not right. Samalei Poktani the Barot. That's why he said, throw the Braita out, because the Braita doesn't necessarily agree with what Rabbi Yochanan has in Mesora, which is that an Amoni or Moavi that married a Yisraelite, the daughter born of that union, is Ksherah de Kuna, and this Braita does not suggest that. And that's why he says, Poktani le Boro. Okay, we're going to stop here by the two dots towards the bottom of Ayin Zayin Amud Bet.